Welcome to episode one of the e-commerce mindset podcast with your host, Leron Hirschhorn. In this episode, I share a little bit about how I got started in e-commerce, what you can expect to hear on this podcast, and some latest roundup of news in the Amazon selling world. Enjoy the episode brought to you by our Amazon advertising agency, Incrementum Digital, for managing your Amazon sponsored ads. Feel free to reach out to me directly while we get our new site up on Facebook if you want to talk more about your Amazon advertising needs, and enjoy the first episode. So there are so many podcasts out there, so many, and new ones keep coming out, and there is so much demand for our attention, including my own. Sometimes I go into my Apple Podcast app and it's like podcast overwhelm because there's so many things that I want to listen to and so little time to try to listen to everything I want to consume. I want to consume. And so much is demanding my attention, my business, my family, audiobooks I want to listen or read, working out, right? All the things you want to do in life. And so why another podcast? So in this podcast, E-commerce Mindset, I hope to bring you kind of a unique mix of stories that you're going to hear from successful e-commerce brand owners that I think you'll be able to learn something from. I want to bring you some news from the Amazon world and what's working there, what's not working there, what are the latest things happening in terms of the Amazon selling world, which I know most of the people that are listening to this or know me are probably Amazon sellers. So I think that'll be very relevant to you. I want to bring a dose of mindset. I think mindset is one of those things that will help drive the right mindset, will help drive your success in life and in all areas, not just your business. And I think business is really kind of a vehicle that we use to drive the things that we want in life. And so I think that's really important, whether that's mindset or books. And then I also obviously respect your time, and I want to make sure I bring you value through this podcast. So this is episode one. What I plan to kind of bring you my story quickly for those that that don't know. I started selling stuff online. Was like an internet marketing hobby of mine since like early 2000s. In 2008, I became the top enroller in a network marketing company. Quit my job. Generated all those leads of people in my sort of downline through online marketing. I started an online insurance agency in 2010, did that successfully until I sold that in 2015. And that's when Amazon was starting to go from more of a like side hustle into like a real income. I started Amazon in 2014 after seeing a Facebook ad for an e-commerce dropshipping course. It was actually like a Shopify dropshipping selling. I did that in the fourth quarter and then discovered Amazon FBA and retail arbitrage. I started going to stores, buying Nike and going to TJ Maxx and Marshalls and buying like, you know, these discounted branded products and sending them into Amazon. And I know sellers to this day that do that model of retail and online arbitrage and still make a full-time income doing that. I moved into wholesale and private label, started a few brands, and have sold millions of dollars on Amazon since then. At the same time, worked on, you know, sharing content and learning and going to masterminds and networking with sellers and getting the opportunity to speak on stage and speak at, you know, an Alibaba conference last November in front of 1,500 suppliers, which was a nice honor to be asked by Alibaba. And then starting an Amazon advertising agency called Incrementum Digital. We just rebranded that. Rebranding that along with this podcast, that website will be out soon. And I hope to, you know, hope that this podcast becomes something that you come and listen to, whether it's for the stories of other successful entrepreneurs, hearing both their failures and successes, or whether it's kind of like latest breaking news in terms of the Amazon world. So with that, what I'll do is just share some updates that have been going on in the Amazon world. So you don't just hear what this podcast is going to be about. You get a little bit of value out of this. And then we'll bring more episodes coming up behind this with some guests and stories. So just a few things going on in the Amazon world right now. Obviously, you know, if you're listening to this sometime in the future and not, you know, right around the time of recording, we're kind of in the midst of this, you know, COVID and lockdown. The country is starting to open up slowly, but there's been this massive shift in terms of consumer behavior. E-commerce is seeing tremendous growth, and I really feel like e-commerce is accelerating at a much faster pace, meaning, you know, this, I think we would have gotten here where we are today in 5 or 10 years out, but what COVID has done is it's made brick and mortar stores basically shut down, right? And so it's accelerating the growth of e-commerce. You've seen stores like J. Crew go out of business. So some things that probably would have eventually happened are accelerating right now. This presents an opportunity for all of us to be able to take advantage of the opportunity of more people shopping online, more people joining Amazon Prime. People who hated Amazon have had kind of like no choice but to use Amazon. And so we've seen a tremendous growth in e-commerce. Consumer spending, you know, as an example, was down 16.8% in April, but online sales were up 8.4% in April. Amazon was prioritizing shipments for essential products. That seems to be now sort of kind of past that phase. And so Amazon wasn't shipping products out for like a month through FBA that were considered non-essential products. That seems to be sort of gone away. Products are shipping much faster now. Restrictions from shipping in products to Amazon FBA have sort of been lifted and are back to normal. And so, you know, things are kind of stabilizing for sellers now, and there's increased demand still. I think there will be a new normal for e-commerce. You know, as people for the first time buy groceries, a category maybe they never shopped before on Amazon, or for the first time they bought fitness equipment or workout clothes on Amazon, where they would typically go to a brick and mortar store or just not buy those kind of products on Amazon, they have now shifted their behavior, and I think that behavior will stick in a lot of ways. Some latest updates are coupons are back, deals are back. The Prime Day deal submission window has been extended to June. Prime Day has not been announced. Obviously, usually it's in July every year, but I don't think that's going to happen this year. It may happen in August or September. I think if Amazon doesn't announce soon, sometime by July, that it's going to be, you know, in August or September, then you may see some kind of joint effort with like a Black Friday, Prime Day extended, some kind of deal. Who knows? That's kind of more speculation, but I think you're still going to try to see Amazon pull out, like a Prime Day deal. We've seen updates, Amazon continuing to add to what's available in terms of advertising. There's now more custom type images on sponsored brand ads, both on mobile and desktop. There's new placement bidding optimization that Amazon is rolling out. You may or may not see that on your sponsored brand ads. We're seeing it across some accounts where you can do you can bid up or down for placements that are not top of search. So these sponsored brand placements that are not top of search are, you know, ads you see when scrolling through mobile or at the footer of search results pages or at the footer kind of bottom of product detail pages, and you can bid those up and down. There are not the reports on those specific placements as well as far as the performance are not available. So it's kind of like one of those things you really need to test. But again, Amazon continues to roll out new things in terms of the advertising. We've seen video ads, sponsored brand video ads, which, by the way, if you don't have access to and you have brand registry, you can just open a case with brand registry and request access, and you should be able to get it. We've seen those perform well. Amazon has been Initially rolled it out on the bottom of page one on mobile, and now we see it on desktop, like right in the middle of the page, these big ads. Highly recommend that, you know, if you don't have pro video and you don't want to spend the money to create it, you use, there's a site called Biteable. There's other promo, Animoto. There's places where you can create videos with slideshow type videos with images and music very inexpensively. I highly recommend you do that to get that up and going. It's like a blue ocean. More and more competitors are going to start to use that. Cost per clicks are still pretty low. So a lot of things have been changing. You know, there's sort of this new opportunity to, you know, rank products and get visibility as more people are coming to buy on Amazon and online. And as competitors have kind of gone out of stock and seen supply chain issues. So these are the latest updates in terms of what's going on Amazon. Hope you enjoy this episode. If you see it on your favorite podcast platform, give us a review and look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the E-commerce Mindset Podcast.